إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد We give thanks to Almighty Allah. May the blessing and peace be upon the Noble Prophet Muhammad, his household and companions altogether. Today, inshallah, is the 28th of Zulqa'dah of the year 1442. Inshallah, in one or two days or thereabout, we'll be in the month of Dhul-Hijjah, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spare our lives beyond then. And may He subhanahu wa ta'ala make it possible for us to witness many years with good health and which our ibadat accepted by Him. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in an authentic hadith which was reported by Imam al-Bukhari and some other books and some other collectors of hadith. One of such reports from Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيهن أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام العشر. There are no days in the year that good deeds are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these 10 days. That is the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, some of the companions said, وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Who won't fight him? And the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than other good deeds in days, 10 days. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Jihad in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not as beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these 10 days as other good deeds. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ That is jihad in the cause of Allah in other than these 10 days is not as beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as other good deeds in these 10 days. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِلَّا رَجُلٌ خَرَجَ بِمَعْلِهِ وَنَفْسِهِ وَلَمْ يَرْجُعْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ بِشَيْءٍ Unless if the person who has participated in jihad goes to jihad and he is killed in the jihad, that is, he is killed in the battlefield, he did not return home. That is when his reward, or that is when that action of his will be as beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as any of the good deeds done in one of, or in the 10 days, the first 10 days of the future. From this hadith, it is established that the first 10 days of the Hijjah are very important days. That a lot of us, we use a lot of rewards in them. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged the companions, encouraged the Muslims to intensify efforts in doing good deeds in the first 10 days of the Hijjah. And this is what our pious predecessors have been upon. Whenever the Hijjah is approaching, they are getting ready in order to engage in more good deeds in the first 10 days of the Hijjah. The way they increase their good deeds, likewise, they engage in tawafil in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. They also engage in good deeds in nawafil in the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. All these are based on authentic reports from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Good deeds that can be done are so many. Observing nawafil is one of the good deeds. Doing sadaqah is one of the good deeds. Fasting is one of the good deeds. Connecting family ties is one of the good deeds. There are a lot of good deeds that we can do in the first 10 days of the Hijjah. Recitation of the Quran is one of the good deeds. A lot of so many good deeds. A lot of many goodies that we can do. So that is why it is somebody who has been denied, who is a loser, that will not seize the opportunity of the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah in order to move closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the reward is something that is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than fighting in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other than the first 10 days. It shows this is something that we should try to maximize the rewards. As for fasting in these 10 days of the Hijjah, that is the first 10 days of the Hijjah, some scholars are of the opinion that it is not that recommended. And this is based on a statement of Aisha radiallahu anha, who said that مَا رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي الْعَشْرِ صَائِمًا قَدْتُمْ. I did not see the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم fasting in the first 10 days of the Hijjah. I did not see him fasting in the first 10 days of the Hijjah. This hadith was reported by Imam Muslim. However, there are some other reports that negate this statement of Aisha radiallahu anha. And that is the hadith of one of the wives of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that says, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصوم تسعة للحجة. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will fast the first 9 days of the Hijjah. That is up to the day of Arafah. And we know that the 10th day of the Hijjah is the day of Eid al-Adha, so he will not fast that. But he will fast the first 9 days of the Hijjah, that is, if he is not performing or he was not performing Hajj. For those who are performing Hajj, it is not advisable for them to fast on the night of the Hijjah. It is not advisable. But the first 10 sorry, the first 8 days of the Hijjah, they can also fast. For the night of the Hijjah, it is not advised that they fast, because that's the day of Arafah. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never fasted night of the Hijjah. That is the day of Arafah, when he performed Hajj. But for those who are at home, it is good that we fast the first 9 days of the Hijjah based on the hadith of one of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was reported by Abu Dawood and some others. So here we say, the one who knows is evidence of the one who does not know. Aisha radiallahu anha never saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fast the first 10 days of the Hijjah. Other than Aisha, from among the wives of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saw him do that. So it shows that man alima hujjatun ala man lam ya'lam. Whoever is well informed or has information about a particular thing is evident over the one who does not have information about that particular thing. In addition, we say, if the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that there are no days in the year that good deeds in them are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the first 10 days of the Hijjah, what is exempt fasting as one of the good deeds? We know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Kullu amal ibn Adam lahu, all the deeds of the son of Adam belong to him. Illa sawm, except fasting. فَإِنَّهُ لِي, it belongs to me, وَأَنْ أَجْلِي, and I'll be the one to reward the way I like. It shows, we talk about good deeds, fasting is one of the best good deeds. So there is no text that really exempts fasting from the first 10 days of the Hijjah. So this is just by the way. We may hear some scholars saying this, or some students of knowledge. The correct view is that we can fast in the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, meaning the first 9 days. However, if one does not fast, there is no harm. If one can fast the first 9 days, it is good that one try to fast the 9th day, which is the day of Arafah itself. Is very rewarding based on authentic hadith from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we've said, observing nawafil, likewise doing sadaqah, recitation of the Quran, connecting the family ties, assisting the needy, and many other things that we can get ourselves involved in the first 10 days of the Hijjah. So we should not allow ourselves to miss this great reward that is before us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be our lives and make us witness this coming month of the Hijjah, and make us witness many more in this world. So this is one aspect of the khutbah. Another aspect is what has to do with those who intend to slaughter the sacrificial animal. We know it is recommended that we slaughter the sacrificial animal, particularly for those who have the financial wherewithal to do it. This is according to majority of the scholars. Some scholars are of the opinion that it is compulsory on those who are financially buoyant to slaughter. However, most scholars are of the opinion that it is not compulsory to do that. Those who say it is compulsory, they rely on a hadith that was reported from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ كَانَ لَهُ سَعَةٌ وَلَمْ يُضَحِّي فَلَا يَقْرَبَنَّ مُصَلَّانَا. Whoever has the financial wherewithal to slaughter and refuses to slaughter should not come near our Eid ground. They said it is understood from this that it is composed of those who are financially capable to slaughter. However, majority of the scholars, they are of the opinion that this hadith is not authentic to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, it is a statement of Abu Huraira, meaning his view and not the view of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or the ruling of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what a lot of scholars of ahadith are upon, that this is a statement of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that some people mistakenly ascribe it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The majority of the scholars argue that those who are closer to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like Abu Bakr and Umar, it was reported as containing Sahih Bayhaqi that مَا كَانَ يُضَحِيَانِ, that is, أَوْ كَانَ لَا يُضَحِيَانِ. There were years that Abu Bakr and Umar refused to slaughter مَخَافَةَ يُقْتَدَ بِهِمَا, for fear that people may emulate them, for fear that people will emulate them. Likewise, Al-Bayhaqi also recorded in his Sunan from Abu Mas'ud al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, also a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said that at times I will refuse to slaughter during the Eid, during the Adha, because I do not want people to see it as being composed. Scholars at times they do things like this. When they see that people are taking something as if it is composed, they will not do it. So that when the lay people, when they see them, they understand that this is not composed. Why to be composed? So and so person wouldn't have left it. Even the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at times will also do things like this. So the point here is that it is something that is good, is a rewardable act to slaughter for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But according to most scholars, this is not compulsory, and this is a weaker opinion. So when we see that people are taking it with levity, then it is good that we slaughter. And when we see that people are taking it as if it is compulsory, at times some people, they refuse to slaughter. So they will balance it. We have cases of those who would go and borrow money to slaughter when they do not have the hope that they will be able to pay back. Only that I do not want to be disgraced. It is going to be a kind of embarrassment if I'm unable to slaughter. What do people say? People won't say anything. They will not say anything. You are not doing it for them, you are doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So saying you want to slaughter because you don't want people to talk, this will be tantamount to watch, to show off. And this will make you lose the reward of that thing. And that's why the one who intends to slaughter, his intention must be that he's doing it in order to seek the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that because he wants people to please him, or to praise him rather, or he wants to please people. So this is very, very important. So Abu Mas'ud al-Ansari radiallahu anhu decided not to slaughter for some time because he said he did not want his neighbors to feel as if it is compulsory. So if the companions could do this during their time, what would they say if they were alive today to see what people would do? Some people, what is compulsory on them, what is the pillar of the deen, which is Salah, they don't observe Salah. They don't observe Salah, but they want to slaughter in order to show off, to say, okay, this man has the biggest ram on our street, or in the area, his cow, or his camel, or his sheep, or goat is the biggest, is the most expensive sacrificial animal. This makes one lose the reward that is attached to this. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Allah has nothing to do with the blood of the animal that you have sacrificed. Allah has nothing to do with the meat of the sacrificial animal. وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. It is the piety with which you have slaughtered it that goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us check ourselves. Don't judge people in boasting with your ram, with your camel, with your cow. Do that in order to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised, he said, إِذَا دَقَلَ الْأَشْرُ مِنْ ذِلْحِجَّةِ, if the fourth night of Zulhijjah comes in, فَمَنْ أَرَادَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يُضَحِيَ, whoever intends to sacrifice. We have said it is not compulsory. We have said it is not compulsory. فَمَنْ أَرَادَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يُضَحِيَ, whoever intends amongst you to sacrifice, فَلَا يَأْخُذَنَّ مِنْ شَعْرِهِ وَلَا مِنْ ظُفُرِهِ شَيْئًا, he should not take anything from his hair, nor should he clean his fingernails. Likewise, the pubic hair, the armpit hair, all this should not be touched. If one decides to slaughter, if the decision comes in before the first of the Hijjah. Like tomorrow, for instance, is going to be the 29th of Zulqa'dah, meaning the night that is approaching tomorrow will be the fourth night of Zulhijjah if the moon is sighted. And if it's not sighted, it means the following night will be the fourth night of Zulhijjah. So the one who has the intention to slaughter now should not touch his head when that night comes. Hatta yudahiyya, until he slaughters. That is the ruling, according to most scholars. However, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala is of the opinion that this is not compulsory. Why? It is said that Aisha radiallahu anha said, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at times will send sacrificial animal to Mecca because it's something that is good, though people don't do it these days. But send sacrificial animal to Mecca so that it will be slaughtered there, even when you are not performing Hajj. So Aisha radiallahu anha, as reported by Imam Muslim and some others, said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do that, and he would not stop from anything that he used to do. Meaning, he will continue to do what he will do. This, as Imam Shafi'i and some others said, it shows that that hadith of Umm Salama radiallahu anha is not that it was haram to do it. So there is a point here. What is good is for you not to touch at all. Don't clip your fingernails. Don't touch your hair, your pubic hair, your armpit hair. Don't touch. That's the best. But if one does it, does it mean one is sinful? Al-Imam Shafi'i understands that hadith to mean that it is not that one is sinful, because of the statement of Aisha radiallahu anha. The jumhur of the scholars who said it's not that okay to do it, they said the way to reconcile between that is maybe this is before the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Summary, it is better avoid it. If you decide to slaughter, so avoid doing that when the fourth night comes in. However, there are people whose decision will come in along the line. They don't have money now. I don't have hope that they get the money. But maybe when it is the second of Zulhijjah, or third of Zulhijjah, or fifth of Zulhijjah, or when some people eighth of Zulhijjah, they get the money to get the sacrificial animal. So this is God for them. The hadith is not applicable to people like this, since they do not have the hope to get the money. So you can still continue to shave your pubic hair, your armpit hair. Likewise, you can continue to clip your fingernails, because you don't have the hope of getting money. And the money comes along the line, so you are not affected. You are not affected. But the one who already has the intention of slaughtering, so if the first night comes in, he should stop the clipping of the fingernails or the shaving of the pubic hair or the armpit hair or the bobbing of his hair. So you should stop this in order to maximize the reward of this sacrificial animal that is going to slaughter. The sacrificial animal that you want to slaughter is not just anyone. It has conditions to be met. Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "Arba'un la tuzi'u fil adha'i." Four types of animals are not acceptable when it comes to sacrificing. And it's not impossible, as you said, but if you decide that you want to participate in order to get reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a requirement. The requirement is that the sacrificial animal that you are going to slaughter, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned them. So he said that the first one, he mentioned that the one that is not permissible to be slaughtered is al-awra al-bayyin awaruha. A one-eyed animal is not permissible. A one-eyed animal is not permissible. That is, whose one-eyedness, so to say, is very clear. If it is not clear, you can see slaughter it. Al-bayyin awaruha, the one-eyedness is what? Is clear. So, which means you don't slaughter a blind animal. You don't slaughter a blind animal. If one-eyed animal is not allowed, then the one that is completely blind will not be allowed. Likewise, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-arjau al-bayyinu velu'a or arajua." He said, the one that is limping, the one that is limping, that is the limping is what is very clear and conspicuous. So it's not okay. But if the limping is not conspicuous, you can slaughter it. Which means a one leg or three legs or two legs animal, maybe with the hand is gone, or one of the hands is gone, or one of the legs is gone, so will not be permissible. If the one that is limping, whose limping is clear, is not allowed, then the one that has lost one of the legs or one of the hands will not be acceptable. Likewise, al-maridatul bayyinu maraduha, the one that is clearly sick, the one that is clearly sick. Now, if the animal is sick, you can slaughter. But if the sickness is very clear, so it's not permissible. One, medically, it may not be advisable for you to eat animal whose ailment is very clear, because it may also tell on your body, tell on your head. Even if the Sharia has not prohibited this, so it's not what is not permissible. Then the last one is al-kathira allati la tubqi. The one that is al-kathira allati la tubqi, the one that is very slim, to the extent that the bone marrow, so to say, the marrow is not clear. So this is not okay. So because I want to slaughter sacrificial animal, I slaughter anything. No. The animal must fulfill these conditions. In addition to that, you don't slaughter a cow that is less than 2 years. If it is cow you decide to slaughter, the cow must not be less than 2 years. If it is camel you decide to slaughter, it must not be less than 5 years. And if it is a ram or sheep that you decide to slaughter, it must not be less than 8 months. And if it is a goat that you decide to slaughter, it must not be less than a year, or a year, going to 2 years. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not approve the one who had during this time a goat that was almost a year, not up to 2 years, but almost a year, going to a year. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not approve it. Despite the fact that the person had a sheep, he had a sheep But ignorance is slaughter the sheep before the appropriate time. And the appropriate time is that you should not slaughter before the Salatul Eid. So he was very happy, joyous on that day, so that the family could get something, and God, so that they will be happy and joyous on that day. So he slaughtered before going to Eid. So Messenger of Allah said, when delivering khutbah at Eid, he said, whoever slaughtered before the Salah, he said, the person should repeat his slaughter. As if you have decided that you want to go into the race, you have to fulfill the condition. So he don't slaughter before the Salah. So when this man had this, he rushed to the Messenger of Allah and said that, I have slaughtered with intention that the people who eat, I will give our relatives, our neighbors to eat. Messenger of Allah said, what shatuka shatu lahmi? You have only slaughtered so that the people will eat. This is not the sacrificial animal for the Uluhiyya. Here, scholars say, this is an evidence that anything the Sharia says, this is the way you should do it. You can't do it the way you like. You can't rely on your own intellect to say, okay, I will do it this way. Allah should accept it from me. You are not the one to dictate what Allah will accept. It's Allah that will tell you, this is what I will accept. So, Messenger of Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, you have to slaughter another one. The man said, oh, Messenger of Allah, I only have a goat that is appearance to better than that of the sheep. Messenger of Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, slaughter it, for it is not lawful for any other person apart from you. So the man had to repeat it. So from this it is clear that if you have a goat not up to a year, so the goat should be close to 2 years or 2 years before you can slaughter it. But if it is sheep or ram, you can slaughter if it is a year or some color said a month, sorry, 8 months. So this is welcome. Cow should not be less than 2 years. Camel should not be less than 5 years. Now when you want to slaughter that of the sheep or the goat, it's only for you. People can't team up with you to slaughter a goat or a ram. You can't contribute money for that. But if you slaughter on behalf of yourself and your family. Your family also benefit from the reward through you. But another person can't join you, can't contribute money with you in order to slaughter a goat or a ram. It does not work. No reward for that. So if you want to join people, it has to be either cow or rabbit. So 2 people, 3 people, 4 people, up to 7 people can come together to slaughter a cow or a camel. And they will have the reward of somebody who has slaughtered for that. And their family will also share from their own rewards. But if it is goat or ram or sheep you want to slaughter, it must be you. Now there is nothing wrong if the children decide, for instance, to contribute money and buy a goat or a ram or sheep for their father or their parents. No harm. But that will be what? A gift. Then the one slaughtering will be the father now and not them. They have only come together to contribute money, to give somebody a gift. And the person has decided to use the gift given to him as what? As sacrificial animal for Eid al-Adha. So this, inshallah, is just the summary or the little that we will take because of time. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us witness this year Eid al-Adha and many more. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد أدعوك فن الله سبحانه وتعالى أترى صلاة فن أبو محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إيتي أبرا سني أباكني خطبة وأوناني نبا أشتا وانوي موشتي أفهمه وليني 28 أزو أشهر القعدة تتمى سبيل وما في دبي أليولا Osuma Oshuye Kwasi Opin. Ti o ba wa sopin ni ale ola yo je nke ti o wa sopin ni otun ni ale otun la. O tumo si pe ale otun la bi ale ola Osuma ko je pe o ni ojo kini Oshuru Dhul Hijja. alikuwa Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam oshiwani ojukoko nipa oshibu Zulhijja patakilo ojo mewa akoko ipe ise olore da pupo ina ojo mewa yi bo se shiwani ojukoko nipa ise olore ni awon ojo oru mewa to be ni oshi Ramadan ba do tun shiwani ojukoko nipa ise olore ninu ojo mewa to bere oshi Ramadan bo se je pe musulmi ma fi gbogbo ọjọ́ ayé rẹ̀ ṣíṣe olóore ni ṣùgbọ́n àwọn àsìkò kan bẹ tó ṣe pé a gbọ́dọ̀ gbìyànjú láti jàǹfààní tó pọ̀ nínú wọn so lára àwọn àsìkò yìí náà ni ọjọ́ mẹ́wàá tó bẹ̀rẹ̀ oṣù Zulhijja gẹ́gẹ́ bíi tí Annabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ti sọ ó sọ débi wípé èèyàn jẹ ogun tó ṣe pé iṣẹ́ olóore ńlá ní àjẹ ogun ogun tó bẹ́ sí kùlà ń sọ o kò ṣe àwọn ogun ọlọ́dọ̀ọ́dọ̀ táwọn kan ṣe nítorí táwọn ń jà fún ìsìláàmù ogun tó bá ẹ̀sìn mu tó ń bẹ ní ìbámu pẹ̀lú ẹ̀sìn ìsìláàmù tí àdẹ̀bí olórí ìlú tó ṣe gbọ́dọ̀ champion lára rẹ̀ pọ̀ púpọ̀ anábì sọ ọ́lá sọmọdé kò yí wa pé ládàá iṣẹ́ kájà sí ojú ọ̀nà ọlọ́run ọba ní ti ìjà weapons yìí ládàá rẹ̀ tó ládàá iṣẹ́ olóore tó yàtọ̀ sí ní àbá ṣe ní àwọn ọjọ́ mẹ́wàá tó bẹ̀rẹ̀ oṣù Zulhijja yìí gẹ́gẹ́ bíi tí Annabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam tó fi ní ilẹ̀ nínú hadith Abdullahi bin Abbas tí al-Imam al-Bukhari àtàwọn míì tí ó bá wa so lára ṣe olóore òun ni àwẹ̀ bíbá ó jẹ́ jẹ́ káwọn àfáà ti wo pé káfáwẹ̀ ẹlẹ̀ torí bá ìyàwó Aisha sọ pé òun rárá bí kò ń báwẹ̀ nínú ọjọ́ mẹ́wàá Zulhijja yìí ṣùgbọ́n ìyàwó mi nínú àwọn ìyàwó Annabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ó fi ní ilẹ̀ ibi Annabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ó gbàwẹ̀ ní ọjọ́ mẹ́sàn-án tó bẹ̀rẹ̀ oṣù Zulhijja ẹni tó bá dẹ̀ mọ̀ òun là á tẹ̀lé àti tẹ̀lé ni tí ó wù ní nǹkan bá ní nǹkan bá yóò ṣẹlẹ̀ lórí pé òun ò rí èèyàn kan wá sọ pé nǹkan yẹn ṣẹlẹ̀ èmi rí so àwọn afáà máa ní ẹni tó bá mọ̀ evidence ni lórí ẹni tí ó mọ̀ so ọ̀rọ̀ ìyàwó kejìlá gbà á nípa ọ̀rọ̀ ìyàwó Aisha radhiyallahu anha bákan náà iṣẹ́ olóore tó fi dáa jùlọ àwẹ̀ ni lára ṣe olórí tó fi dáa jùlọ débi pé ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala sọ pé iṣẹ́ tí ọmọ anábì adam ọba ṣe òun ọlọ́run ọba òun ní kíkí tiẹ̀ ni ṣùgbọ́n èyí tí ó bá fi lè jẹ́ táwẹ̀ ọlọ́run ọba lè ní mo ní ó tẹ̀lé pé gbogbo iṣẹ́ náà ọlọ́run ọba ni ó gbà ṣùgbọ́n ọlọ́run ọba dídì sọ táwẹ̀ torí pé ó ṣòro fáwọn èèyàn láti máa ṣe ó ní wàá náà jì bí èmi màá sáyàn lẹ́sàn pẹ̀lú ẹ ó túmọ̀ sí pé ládàáwẹ̀ nǹkan tí a lè sọ pé nǹkan báyìí ní pàtó ọlọ́run ọba ni ó san wá lẹ́sàn rẹ̀ so kò á jẹ́ pé irú àwẹ̀ báyìí là á sọ pé kò sí nínú ọjọ́ mẹ́wàá tó bẹ̀rẹ̀ oṣù Zulhijja dẹni fún apá náà bí ò ṣe lókùn ìgbà tó bá ti sọ pé nǹkan olóore ni tó encourage wa láti máa gba àwẹ̀ lórí ẹni sọ lọ́dọ̀ ẹ̀rí nǹkan kan tó yọ kúrò lábẹ́ àtúnrí nǹkan tó sọ pé ó ṣe sọ jẹ́ pé nǹkan tí ó dáa ká ṣe ni so eléyìí iṣẹ́ olóore kùránì kíkà ní ìtọ́rẹ àánú ni ìbẹ̀bí pọ̀ ni àti bẹ́ẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ ní àwọn iṣẹ́ olóore kágbìyànjú àti ṣe ọba ti ọjọ́ kẹsàn-án tó jẹ́ ọjọ́ àràfà èyí tún wà mọ́ emphatic ìyẹn ká bàwẹ̀ ní ọjọ́ àràfà tá a bá lè gbà wọ́n ti ó kù náà alẹ́ni tó ń bẹ ní àjò òun kì í bàwẹ̀ ní ọjọ́ àràfà tiẹ̀ ṣùgbọ́n lè gbà wọ́n ọjọ́ tó kù ṣùgbọ́n àtà ń bẹ nílé a lè gbà wẹ̀ tó out àyàfi ọjọ́ kẹwàá tó ń ṣe ọjọ́ eight tó ṣe pé à ń bàwẹ̀ ní ọjọ́ eight ẹni wá gbàyẹ̀ ní ọjọ́ eight ó ti ṣe Annabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam bákan náà ọ̀rọ̀ nípa ẹran pípa pápá ẹran kò ń ṣe ọ̀rọ̀ ẹ̀yàn ní ìtò tẹ́wọ̀n tí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn abáde dúlé lórí ọ̀rọ̀ kan wá láti ọ̀dọ̀ àbúkù rírà tí àwọn àfáà mí lábú rírà fi sọ́rọ̀ ànábì sọ́lá àṣàlá ṣùgbọ́n èyí tó tẹ̀wọ̀n ni pé kò kì í sọ́rọ̀ ànábì sọ́lá àṣàlá ọ̀rọ̀ àbúkù rírà ni opinion rẹ̀ ni ìpàpẹ́ ẹni tó wá ní agbára àti pẹran tí ò bá pẹran kó mọ́ wa kí òun lọ́dọ̀ wa o ṣùgbọ́n eléyìí àwọn àfáà ní kò yé wa pé kò lálàáfíà lọ́dọ̀ ànábì Muhammad sọ́lá àṣàlá opinion àbúkù rírà ni bẹ́ẹ̀ ni opinion àwọn sàábẹ́ mi tán jù lọ bí Abubakar Umar gẹ́gẹ́ bí Al-Bihaqi ṣe fi rí lẹ̀ nínú sunan rẹ̀ nígbà Abubakar àti Umar gbígbá mí wọn nípa ẹran nítorí pé wọn fẹ́ káwọn èèyàn kọ́ṣe àwọn Abu Mas'ud Al-Ansari òun náà sí mi láti ó nígbà ní òun á fẹ́ràn wálẹ̀ torí pé òun ò fẹ́ káwọn neighbors nǹkan rí bí ẹni pọ̀ràn yẹn ni so eléyìí àwọn afáàmà ṣe gbà mí nǹkan tó jẹ́ náfìlà wọ́n lè fi lọ gbà mí kò ṣe pé ti kíkọ́ lẹ́kọ́ ṣùgbọ́n wọn fẹ́ka wọn mí rí gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọ̀ràn yẹn anábọ̀ muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam arawi ta máa ń kí tí a ń pè ní aṣámú anábọ̀ sallallahu alaihi wasallam ó kí níjàmá lẹ́ẹ̀mẹta fáwọn èèyàn wọn ń retí ẹ̀ kó jáde ní ọjọ́ kẹrin kò jáde ìgbà tó wá jáde láàárọ̀ kò túmọ̀ sí ó kí ni yàrá ṣùgbọ́n kò wá kí mọ́lé láṣẹ fún wọn ìgbà tó wá jáde láàárọ̀ ọjọ́ kejì ní àṣùbà ó wá ní intent trial láti ṣe kò pamọ́ sórí mo mọ̀ báyìí retí mi ní mọ́ṣáláṣí pé bí àwọn míì mú òkúta ìwọ̀rọ̀ òkúta kéékèèké tán sọ ọ́ mọ́ mi lẹ́kùn ọ̀nà sọ lásán láti lè tají ọ́ ò bí ó ti sunra àmì kankan ni anábì ní tẹ́ ń ṣe ó clear sí mi ṣùgbọ́n àṣẹ ètò àdúfọ̀rọ̀dọ̀ àdúfọ̀rọ̀dọ̀ àlékò ẹ̀rú pà ní tàbá ń ba lọ bẹ́ẹ̀ káyà máa wà kó máa sọ pọ́ ọ̀ràn yẹn ní kẹ́ máa kí aṣáájú so torí ẹ̀ ìgbà mí àwọn afá ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀ eléyìí ní tó ṣẹlẹ̀ lọ́dọ̀ abubakar umar abumaso lansori abdullahi bin abbas ọdọlá àtàwọn mi ṣùgbọ́n tó bá ti sáì pé òun fẹ́ wọnú rédì yẹn ó lẹ́kọ̀ọ́ lára ẹ̀kọ́ yẹn òun náà ni wípé kó gbìyànjú tó bá ti di òru àkọ́kọ́ kó mọ́ mú kẹ̀kẹ́ kúrò lára ẹ̀ mọ́ irun ni irun abíyá irun abẹ́ bákan náà irun orí kó mọ́ mú kẹ̀kẹ́ kúrò èéká náà gbẹ kó má ge eléyìí tí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ afá wà lórí ẹ̀ wọ́n afá mi ni kò ń ṣe èèwọ̀ láti gbé ọ̀kan ẹ̀bí mọ́mú ṣáfìyé kí wọ́n tó dá òun náà ni kí abọ́ ẹ̀dì à ń gé irun abíyá irun abẹ́ irun orí bákan náà à ń gé èéká náà tó bá ti di pé a decide pé a fẹ́ participate nínú race yẹn bákan náà ẹran tá a máa pa à ń pa ẹran tí àárẹ̀ ń ṣe táàrẹ̀ rẹ̀ clear à ń pa ẹran tó ṣe wípé ó mú kun débi pé kí ni ó ń ti rórìn à ń parọ́ ẹran bẹ́ẹ̀ tó túmọ̀ sí pé kí ni ẹran ẹlẹ́sẹ̀ kan à lè pa bàtà àbálẹ̀ pàyẹ tó ń ti rórìn tí ó clear kó ń ti rórìn bọ̀ wà lẹ́nu ẹlẹ́sẹ̀ kan à lè pa ẹran tó ṣe pé kí ni àárẹ̀ rẹ̀ clear a lè pa ẹran tó ṣe pé ojú ẹ̀ kan ti fọ́ bọ̀ wá ní ìtọ́jú ẹ̀ méjèèjì bá ti fọ́ ṣùgbọ́n tó bá ní problem díẹ̀ lójú tí ò clear pé kí ni ojú ẹ̀ kan yẹn ti lọ eléyìí a sì lè pa bákan náà ẹran tó ti rù níbi pé tí a bá ń wo èyí ó máa rẹ́ gbogbo rẹ̀ ní à ń parọ́ ẹran ẹran tí ò ní bọ́gọ́ ẹni tí mo lágbára ni wọ́n sọ pé dandan ni kò pa ẹni tó bá lágbára àti wọnú réèzì yẹn ni wọ́n sọ yìí pé kó wọ̀ mọ́ jẹ́ fún tẹ́lẹ̀ fún ọwọ́ ni bákan náà ẹran yẹn tá a bá pa á kó ṣe wípé kí ni tá a fẹ́ pa tó bá ipá gbò la fẹ́ pa kó jẹ́ pé àgbò yẹn ó ti wọ bí ọdún kan ó wá kéré jù oṣù mẹ́jọ bákan tó bá ṣe pé ẹran ògúfe la fẹ́ pa àbí orúkọ la fẹ́ pa kárí kó wọ bí ọdún méjì màálù kárí kó wọ bí kí ni ọdún méjì ẹran rankumi káwọn olùkọ́ kí ni owó ọdún márùn ún yọ ẹran àgbọ̀ abẹ́rùn orúkọ àbí ewúrẹ́ àti bẹ́ẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ sẹ́kùn la fẹ́ pa èèyàn kan ní máa pa ṣùgbọ́n àwọn fámìlì ẹ̀ lè bẹ́nẹ́fìtì mi ládàá rẹ̀ sèyàn méjì òkè dáwó kásọ pàtẹ́jọ dáwó pa ẹran àgbọ̀ abẹ́rùn orúkọ àti bẹ́ẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ kásọ pé kí ni àtẹ́jọ pa ládàá rẹ̀ èèyàn kan ní máa pa òun yóò ní dáadáa pé kí ni ó pa ẹran yẹn àwọn yòókù wa ṣe kí àwọn fámìlì rẹ ó bẹnẹfìtì mu ládàá yẹn ṣùgbọ́n tó pé a fẹ́ pa á pọ̀ tí a fẹ́ parapọ̀ láti pa ó túmọ̀ sí pé màálù là á lọ fún àwa méjì lè parapọ̀ àwa mẹ́ta mẹ́rin márùn a lè lórí méje bẹ́ẹ̀ náà ni rankumi tó ṣe pé tá a bá pa rankumi àbá pa màálù yẹn ládàá pé a pa ẹran ni ó mọ bẹ fẹ́nìkọ̀ọ̀kan wa àwọn ẹbí wa wọ́n bá wa pinnu ládàá tẹnìkọ̀ọ̀kan wa náà so kò jẹ́ bí àárín yẹn ṣe jẹ́ so eléyìí jẹ́ nǹkan tí ó pàtàkì bákan náà àgbọ̀dọ̀ pa ẹran yẹn bífọ́ ọ̀ká tó kí wọn àgbọ̀dọ̀ pa ká tó kí ẹni wá fi lè pa ẹran bífọ́ ọ̀ká tó kí wọn èyí wọn ó fi ṣe pẹpẹ súùpù ni àwọn yóò jẹ wọn à ní fún un ní ládàá pò pẹran wọn à ní fún un ládàá pé kí ni ó pẹran ẹni tó fẹ́ pa ládàá kó fẹ́ pẹran tó fẹ́ patipéjì ní ìjídé ilé ó gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ pé kí ni lẹ́yìn ìgbà tí wọ́n bá kíhun tán ni ó tó pa sẹ́lẹ̀ òun ni tó ṣẹlẹ̀ sí àbòbò tàbí níyà ṣe ó pa ẹran bífọ́ kó tó di wípé wọ́n kírun anábì ní ṣàtúkà ṣàtú láàmì eléyìí tó pa yẹn o ẹran jíjẹ lásán ni kò ń ṣe ẹran olùhíyà ló pa ṣò pa mí kó tó di pé ó wá pa mí mi so eléyìí ó jẹ́ nǹkan tí ó pàtàkì ta gbọ́dọ̀ gbọ́yé kí ọlọ́run bá subhanahu wa ta'ala tó fi kí ó bá wa láyọ̀ àti àlàáfíà ra. kufuania mifuata la fiara kama Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kubwa wa shai jwasa wa lawa wa sallallahu ala nabiyina muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in subhanaka lahumma bihamdik ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.